All right. Okay. Henry, are you? I've asked her to play while I'm sharing. Could you just close your eyes? Now lift your head. Keep your eyes closed. Lift your head. Okay. I want you to now smile. This is not a trick. Serious. I'll tell you why. Jesus loves you so much. Smile. Some of you aren't smiling. Please smile. I'll tell you why. It's with that attitude that we approach God every single day. I'm going to get a little bit intense, but you've got to smile because He smiles over you. What a beautiful, beautiful picture. Just keep your eyes closed. Don't be uncomfortable. It's all right. Your car's safe. Your home is safe. The chicken in the oven won't burn. Just keep smiling. Yeah, Lord, you love us. I love the way you love us, Lord Jesus. You smile over us. You made us in your image, your likeness. What a beautiful picture. Okay, now you can look at me. Did you feel God's presence? How easy that is? Okay, here's what I'm going to do this morning. I'm going to share on a culture of prayer. But 80% of our prayer, I believe, I was like kind of asking God, Lord, how much of this is our personal prayer? But I honestly believe, like, give it a number, but 80% of who and what we are as prayer, as a praying people, is you praying alone. Okay? Don't hold me to that number. Maybe for some it's more. I don't know. And here's the trick. It's not religious. We're not playing games. We're not filling a building. We're not trying to get everyone to pray in the mornings, although that would be cool. But even that's not a true reflection of prayer. Here's where it starts. You and I finding moments throughout the day praying. Are you with me? Okay, please tell the person next to you, keep on praying. If some of you aren't doing that, I'll give you another opportunity. Keep praying. The Bible says that. I'll tell you how. So for the businessman, it's possible to stay in a state of prayer throughout the day, no matter how many serious business meetings you have. Are you with me? And you got to train your brain. Otherwise, you get so much business brain fog, you actually don't know where God is in certain meetings. It's that little 5 seconds, just that, thank you for your patience right now, Lord. You're about to make a decision. Father, thank you. Holy Spirit, you're with me. It's those little moments in your mind. And that's what I want to help you with today. Is that all right? Okay. So some things are taught, some things are caught. Today I want you to catch something. I could teach you about 9 Hebrew words of prayer. And the one is proskuneo. We'll get to it just now. Okay. But I don't want to do that. I want you to catch something that we feeling as elders, this is what God wants. Okay. Is that all right? Tell the person next to you, get ready to catch it. I sound like a real charismatic Pentecostal preacher now, and that's fine. Here's why. There's a bit of a serious note to this, but part of the seriousness, there's joy. Does that make sense? It's like intense prayer, but with a smile, and that's why I want you to smile. Friday morning, I was praying, and I was actually praying God's protection, and then when Byron told me this morning, I'm like, Lord, what happened now? I was like, hey, man, it doesn't mean that everyone's safety depends on me. It's just about the fact that in that moment, I was praying. That's what's important. Are you with me? So when you're praying and it feels like your prayers aren't being answered, you keep on praying. Okay? All right. I want you to catch something this morning. 3 questions that I'm going to set you up with. Firstly, how would you like to go through your life really sensing Holy Spirit in every single thing you do? I don't know about you, but I want that. Some of you are like, yeah, but John, that's impossible. That's not the answer. The reality is, let's experience God in everything we do. Is that possible? Yeah, but John, what about while I'm cooking? I tell you, hey, listen, in all of those things, I think God is more present than we choose to believe. Second question, how would you like it if you heard God speak to you more and more clearly? All right, let's do this. How many of you want to hear God more? I'm putting my hand up. Keep your hand up. How many of you want to hear Him more clearly? I'm putting my hand up even. It's like, are you with me? Okay. What I'm going to share this morning is the thing that, like, if you don't do that, you're going to struggle your whole life. I'm very grateful that I was discipled by my pastor praying for 2 hours every morning for 6 months. It's like, John, how do you do that? I said, I don't know. But he just says, John, you copy and you do exactly what I do. Yes, sir. And we prayed. Now I've got prayer stamina, if you can call it that. If we had to call a prayer meeting, I have no issue praying for 2-3 hours. No problem. We've done that many times. In Bloemfontein at CRC, when we were a small church, we would pray every morning. And sometimes we'd have all-night prayer meetings. And we would literally pray through the night. Saturday morning, we're on Bloemfontein plane preaching the gospel. And we'd only sleep on the Saturday. We're getting ready for Sunday. So there was something about prayer that's broken that thing open. And I'm so grateful that I was discipled that way. Okay? Your life begins and ends in your own personal prayer life. What we have on a Sunday morning here, prayer, that's cool. But that's not everything. Here's why. You'll be uncomfortable on Sundays, prayer meetings like that, if you don't learn to develop this beautiful thing of personal prayer. And it's not boring. It is super fun. It is adventurous. It is amazing. And yeah, it's a little unfair because I've got a lot of little books and references that I look at when I have my time with God. But I'm going to help you in that. And it just starts by saying, Lord, You're so amazing. Just worship Him. Just tell Him who He is. Lord, You are good. You're always good. I love what the psalmist says. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not His benefits. Psalmist is, if you don't know where to start, open Psalms. Anywhere is good. And just speak it out. And then you'll feel yourself really starting to commune with God. Okay? Third question is this. How would it look if we as a church all took prayer really, really seriously? Personal prayer. Yes, why? If Barent and I, and sorry, what's your name? Calvin, how's it, bro? I don't know you, sorry. If we're not praying in our own private lives, when we come together, that's cool, but wouldn't it be better if we're praying in our own personal lives also? Then when we come, we charged. You are constantly charged. There's no thing of running flat. It's impossible to run flat. And I dare to say this. It's impossible to backslide. Impossible to backslide if you are constantly communing with Jesus. I know Paul said, let no one say that they... But I'm thinking, wait a minute. If I'm in a pure heart, constantly relying on Him, fellowshipping with Him, walking with Him through the day, maybe it's impossible for my heart to grow cold. And I sense right here, if we make this little switch, it's a small switch. But man, watch out world. Here comes Jesus through us. Okay? All right. Are you holding on to your seats? So what is prayer? I'm glad you asked. And the Hebrew word for prayer is prosukomai. One of them. Okay? Now here's why. If we understand prayer and you understand what Barent said, he said, we're worshiping right now. We're actually worshiping. We're actually praying. There's a whole lot of words that are interconnected. Worship and prayer in the Bible, there's a very small fine line that there's actually no dividing line. I think there's a lot of crossover. But here's what prosukomai means. It means to ask, to petition, to speak with God. But watch this. While being close and as close as you can be to that person. Now that changes prayer a lot. I'd like the tallest person in the building to please come here. James, please come here quickly. Bring your chair. Yeah. I'm going to show you. Rob had a word for someone in our community on Wednesday. This person was saying, I'm waiting for God to do this and do this. And Rob said to the lady, he says, ma'am, God is waiting for you not to pray and wait, but he's waiting for you to, are you ready, bro? You gotta catch me. He's waiting for you to sit on his lap. Watch this. Now you can pray. Can you see how close we are? Don't worry, Jen, where are you? I know he's your husband. What I'm doing right there is I'm saying, we get back on. Lord Jesus, you know my situation. I come to you now. You are mine. You are mine, Lord.
I'm with you.
I know. I feel you. For those listening, I'm sitting on James's lap. Okay. This is proskuneo, whatever that word is. I've got to try and remember. Life after 50. Thank you. Prosukamai. There we go. That is prayer. Now, if you've never done that, maybe you're religious. It's time to change. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. And you don't need music. Jesus didn't have a worship team. They need to stir up an anointing. You're anointed. Boom. You put the switch on. I have this thing in me. Wherever I go, every day. If there's a need, I honestly believe that I'm there at the right time, at the right place. Here's why. I'm charged. I'm ready. You know the Duracell? That bunny has never stopped. Since January 13, 1991, that Energizer bunny for Jesus has never ended. It's not running flat. Are you with me, people? You get what I'm saying? How's your personal life? Your personal prayer life? How's it looking? If Jesus came with a thermometer and he put that thermometer in your heart, let me tell you this. The temperature of your heart is exactly the same as your own prayer life. It's not about being only in the family and here on Sundays. Catch what I'm saying. This is not a thing of works. Acts 2, you can start there, Rob. 42, here's the history. For generations, it was only the chosen frozen, the few Jews that were God's people. Yeah, that should be funny. You should be laughing by now. I'm so grateful I'm not born in the Old Testament. Only Joshua and Caleb chose to be like Jews. Did you know that? They're not Jews, but they chose to be with the Jews. I would have been one of them. I was like, no ways. I want where it's good. All right? And now Jesus comes, he dies, he opens up a whole new covenant for us. Now he says, my spirit is open to all people, all flesh, from all nations, all languages. And I'm like, thank you, Jesus. I'm born in 1973. And friends, I tell you, this is an amazing. And then Jesus says, by the way, tells his disciples, I'm not leaving you alone. I'm sending you my spirit. And if you read John 14, 15, 16, 17, it's all about how he's prepping the disciples. And then Peter still says, no, but Jesus, don't go. Jesus turns to Peter and says, get behind me, Satan. In other words, saying, I'm focused. Remember what I said, I'm not leaving you alone. And then later on, God restores Peter, and he actually uses him at Pentecost. And here's the beautiful thing, friends. Put your hand on your heart. Oh, your belly. Not your heart. This is a low heart here, right? Jeez. John, where's your heart? Oh, I don't even know. Put your hand on your belly right there. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. Where you go, God goes. All right? You've got Holy Spirit in you. If you are born again, Bible says you've got the Holy Spirit in you. At any time, because you are praying in the secret place at home, you're ready. Does that make sense? Bible says, stir up, lay hands, stir up the gifts. Sometimes I'll be there 4 o'clock in the morning and I'm just praying. Thank you, Father. You've called me. Thank you. Your spirit is in me. In fact, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm telling my mind who I am in Christ. Your biggest obstacle will be your mind. Brother Lawrence writes a book called Practicing the Presence of God. Or was it The Practice of the Presence of God? I forget. In that book, he's a chef. And he helps you and I, normal believers, to understand that you walk with God everywhere, all day, everywhere. And it's this constant telling your mind, you are with me, God. You are with me. Where I go, you go. Does that make sense? Now, that doesn't mean we all high and mighty. I am now the chosen apostle of God. No, 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 no. We stay humble. That's why there's no titles in our church. We stay humble. Like, Jesus, just use me. I don't care who it is. I'm ready to be used of you. Okay? Where you go, God goes. And in our personal private lives, if each of us pray, man, I think we have a culture of prayer here like never before. I really need you to hear what later on, just now, I'm going to challenge you and I'm going to ask you to stand as a commitment. Not, watch this, as a commitment to personally pray and to be one who cultivates a culture of prayer in our church. All right? I'm setting you up. Just going to have some water. My mouth is very dry. Prayer is this. Prayer is worship. It's the same thing. Prayer includes meditating on him, telling my mind, you will think the thoughts of God. I shared it last year somewhere. There are 967 characters and titles of God. He's the great shepherd. He's the great I am. He's the one who owns the valley of the thousand hills. He's the bright and morning star. He's the King of kings, Lord of lords. He's my redeemer. He's the God of the breakthrough. He's my healer, Jehovah Rapha. He's Jehovah Jireh, my provider. It goes on 967. Here's why. When you approach God, if you don't know what to do, just worship him for who he is, and you'll sense God filling the room just like that. God is attracted to worship. That's why the Bible says, draw near to God first, and he will draw near. You see, God is waiting. He's sitting. When you saw James here, he's sitting on his throne. He's waiting. And all we need to do is jump on and say, I'm here, God. Okay? That's what prayer is. Prayer is waiting on him. Prayer is also thinking of him. Have you read Psalms where it says, Selah, S-E-L-A-H? Who of you know what that means? Okay, the front row does. Here's what, I remember as a new Christian, I went to my pastor and says, what is that Selah? Sounds like a soccer player somewhere. I don't know. Italian soccer, this is my fly off. Anyway, and it means this, pause and think calmly about that. And so now when I read Psalms and I see Selah, I literally pause. If God says that I'm going to do it, and the amount of times I'll be reading a psalm and it says Selah, and I close my eyes and I just meditate and think about it. In my mind, I'm regurgitating what I've just read. I'm trying to help you in your prayer life. If you do that, friends, here's why. At that moment, while God's waiting, I'm moving towards him and I'm putting myself on his lap. Okay? That's what we do. That's prayer. Prayer is also this. Prayer is being aware of him. Prayer is acknowledging him, watch this, in every moment. Now, for those who are getting worried, it doesn't mean this. How are you, John? No, don't be weird. Are you with me? How's things? How's your prayer life? Hallelujah. Just hold on. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be weird. Are you with me? I think if Jesus was here, he would be the most fun, loving individual in the room. That's the Jesus I know. Remember when he tells the disciples, oh, you have little faith. How long must I be with you? I think he was laughing himself silly when he said that. Here's why. Man, Christians, we're fun. We should be full of joy. Except when the Stormers lose. But they won yesterday, so. Are you with me, friends? Don't be weird. And it's possible to be fun and loving while being white or hot for Jesus any moment, any given second of the day. It's possible. And I love it when I meet Christians that are fun. And that's why I enjoy a good laugh. My last time I preached, I made some funny stories. And I thought you were away, honey, but then I found out you were sitting in the back row all along. Prayer is thinking about him and worshiping him for who he is. It's reminding yourself in your mind that you have his presence. The next time you face something, I bet you when Byron saw his tires, the way I know him, it would have been this: I rejoice, Jesus. You see, it's not always going to go well. I don't know why God allowed that to happen. But here's one thing I do know. We're going to pray for that beautiful soul, that that person will get saved. And if they are saved, then they will front slide back to Jesus. That's what we pray. Okay? You keep on praying. You guard your heart. You rejoice. Why do we pray? Prayer doesn't change God. It changes you. I remember my pastor saying, John, the more you pray, the more time you spend. And if I say pray, it's throughout the day, right? It's not just your quiet time. It's all of that. He says, the more you will change. I can still hear him today. John, keep changing. How? Through prayer. Okay? Prayer changes us. There is nothing normal about a praying Christian. I'll say that again. There is nothing normal about a praying Christian. Please tell the one next to you. There's nothing normal when you pray. Guess why? Folks, listen. Look at your hands. We are his hands and feet. Jesus is the head of the body. We are the rest of the body. Who's he going to use? You and I. That's why I say, man, where you are, that's where the supernatural is. You and I just need to be switched on and charged and then take a step of boldness. The amount of times I've been in a restaurant or shopping and I pay for someone behind me, or I pray for the teller, or I meet someone in the aisle. Man, people mustn't limp in front of me because I'm going to pray for them. I've got this thing. There's no such thing as I'll pray for you. No, I'm going to pray for you right there. Listen to me, friends. Choose to believe where you go and you see needs that God has put you there. How different would our world look? You see, but we're too much of, well, I don't really feel the Lord leading me. Listen, that need is a need, and that right there is the Lord leading you. Now, if they get healed or not, that doesn't matter. I know of many people, they pray, nothing happens. Then all of a sudden, whoever they pray for gets healed. I don't understand that. But if Jesus says these signs will follow, I'm going to pray. And there have been times when I pray and I feel nothing and the person's ear gets healed. Then there have been other times when I feel like, whoa, I feel the power of God and then nothing happened. I don't know how it works. But it was one thing, I'm going to keep on praying. Okay? All right? Let's look at some scriptures. I want to show you how Jesus prayed. First one, Mark 1, verse 35. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Folks, Jesus prayed early in the morning. I want to ask you, would you allow God to wake you up a little earlier with the help of your alarm? It was about a year ago when we got to this congregation, and in our second elders meeting, Byron said, no, he prays every morning at about 4:30. Right there, I said, Lord, I want to be that. But I don't want to use an alarm. God, I want you to wake me up. Okay, now I'm only saying this to encourage you. Please, I'm not boasting. I boast in Jesus. God has been faithful. Most mornings, I wake up. Anything from 3 to 5. This morning was 1 o'clock. That was quite like, Jesus, you know, I'd like a little bit of sleep before I preach. But then I got up, went and did something for 5 minutes, and then I went back to sleep. I felt like the Lord says, okay, here's what happens. If you will put God first in your prayer time, I'm telling you now, folks, it's like, if you've not done this, I dare to say you've only scratched on the surface of who he is and how he can use you and speak to you. Not in a religious weird way, but in a real way. You'll be ready. You'll be ready. That Jerusalem bunny will never go flat. And I dare to say you won't have too many bad days. Okay? And a year ago, I committed to the Lord. I said, man, if my team leader's praying, I want to pray. And God is faithful most mornings. I say most mornings because there are some that I don't. But here's what I've made a deal with the Lord. I said, Lord, if you wake me up, I'll obey you. And I'll pray. 2 weeks ago, I dropped the ball. No, 3 weeks ago. Three weeks ago. So we had a break-in in our security village where they were working on a wall and they jumped over the electric fence and friends of ours got broken into. All the electronics got stolen where we live. It's like a security state. And 3 mornings later, the Friday morning, I woke up, I'll never forget it, quarter past one. And as I woke up, the thought crossed my mind, you know, if those people broke in once, they can probably break in again. And I turned and went to sleep again. Oh, Lord, I'm so sorry. That morning, they broke in 2:30. And I'm like, Jesus, I could have prayed. And I just said, sorry. You know how bad that feels. I mean, you've been like, ah. And it was actually God waking me up to pray. But I missed him. And so we learn. On the second break-in, they found the one guy, and yeah, they've got the insurance claim in it. But still, you know, it doesn't feel so good. You're going to miss it. It's okay. Don't be hard on yourself. Brush yourself off. Get up and keep praying. All right? You're going to miss it. Let's look at Jesus. Second one. Luke 5:16. Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. I've said to you before, now, for the teachers, it's a little different, difficult. You can't exactly in the middle of your lesson, just, guys, I'm just going to go to the bathroom quickly, and then you come back 30 minutes later glowing with the presence of God. It's a little different. But I think of Cliff. Cliff works at Porsche. He's the service manager. And it's easy to find little moments in the day, whether you're behind your computer, walking on the floor, little moments. It's like those 5-10 seconds. Father, thank you that you're with me. Lord, thank you that I'm anointed. Thank you that through my hands, the sick get healed. Thank you, Lord, that I have power to deliver people of the enemy in Jesus' name. Lord, I bless my staff inside. Lord, I bless all my workers. What's happening? Right there where you are, you're taking God's kingdom without you even knowing. Might not manifest immediately. Give it time. Okay? That's what Jesus did. He withdrew himself. But you can do it. It's those little moments, right? Next one, Luke 6:12-13. Here's a lovely one. Now, Jesus says to his disciples, who wants to come pray with me? Luke 6:12-13. One of those days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. When morning came, he called his disciples to him and he chose 12. Am I at the right scripture? Yeah. Sorry, there's another one. Jesus, watch this, on this point, Jesus prayed before making a decision. I want to ask you, it doesn't take long. For you and I, it's 30 seconds. Father, in Jesus' name, give me the wisdom, give me the anointing, give me the grace right now to make the right decision. Holy Spirit, I thank you, you're with me. You've graced me, you've given me your mind. I choose to believe that what I'm going to sense now is you, God, and you pray. And you, amen. Now, I said this to you last time, maybe. I think I did. I know a businessman. He used to sit in board meetings. And when they go on after 45 minutes, he says, guys, just excuse me, I'm just going to the loo. He would go to the loo. He wouldn't be on the loo. He would pray, Father, in Jesus' name. Listen, show me anyone who's got wrong intentions. Show me the Judas in the room. Show me what the enemy is trying to do behind my back. Show me the enemy's plans. Holy Spirit, I invite you, invade the space right now. I pray for fear, the fear of God and a holiness as I go back in Jesus' name. Hey, guys. And all of a sudden, God shows him, that one's got the wrong heart. This is real. This is real Christianity, friends. Listen to me, not just a Sunday. This is Christianity 24/7. And if you and I set apart little moments, starting with maybe a chunky moment somewhere in your day, it doesn't have to be in the morning, but I hope it is. John, did you have to say that? Yeah, because I know the blessing. It's like manna from heaven. It's like, I picture Jesus when he wakes me up. He's kind of sitting on my prayer couch where I pray, waiting for me. And when I get there, he's giving me a big hug and a high five. And there we sit and we pray. That's how I see Jesus. How about you? How about change it? How about do it now? Do it today. Start tomorrow morning. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to stand as a commitment. Or just to say, Lord, turn up my prayer temperature of my own life. Why? Because the kingdom is at stake. Do you know that people's lives are at stake? Think about it. We as the church, if God's going to use people, it's going to be us. Man, let's do what we need to do to stay white hot for Jesus. Revelation says, neither be ice cold or lukewarm, but Jesus says, rather be white hot. Friends, I'm telling you now, and you can hold me to account, please. I think it's impossible to backslide if you're making time for Jesus. And you probably find you have less challenges. And when they come, you're ready. You see, there'll be other times when God fights for you. And then there'll be times when God says, no, you speak to the mountain. And that's where, as you walk with God, you're going to find it. Then there'll be other times you need prayer. And then I say, Ivan, come pray with me. And then there'll be other times when God will say, just be silent. Let me fight your enemies for you. Those are all the different ways God works. And as you exercise your muscle of prayer, watch this. Oh, golly, I'm not very muscular. I've just got one big muscle around my waist. I've got a one pack. But I'm in the process of losing the little bit of weight that I've put on. Prayer is a muscle. The more you work it, the bigger it gets, and the more it's going to help you in your world. Now, here's where the church comes in. Then, when we come together, I'm charged. Steph's charged. Judge is charged. It is Judge, hey? Stuart's charged. We don't have to hype anything up because we're ready, just like that. Boom. We can, Baron just says, okay, let's worship Jesus. And boom, we just worship. There's no hype. There's no, come on, let's, we understand sometimes we need to lead people, but the presence of God will come at a word. Bang, just like that. With or without music. When I pray in the morning, I have no music. I've learned to tell my mind, you don't need worship. You've got Jesus. There are other times for that. But when it's me and Jesus, it's just me, a few of my Bibles and study books, and it's him. All right? Is this helping you? Lastly, Acts tells us, chapter 2, verse 42, they devoted themselves. That's what I'm going to ask you to do in a minute. Devote yourself. You see, I can't go and say, Steph, would you please pray? When I'm doing that, I'm like, amen. I don't think it's God's way. But when you and I, we devote ourselves, it just happens. And that's what it says there. They devoted themselves to a few things. The apostles' teaching. Last night, we had an apostle in our midst. If you were wise, no matter what you feel like, you're going to put that aside and say, I devote myself to the apostles' teaching. I received something yesterday. I sat there saying, Lord, I devote myself to Brad, his teaching. You speaking to him, through him to me. And I love that word that he shared about, he said, I know when I come to you, I'll come to you in the fullness of Christ. And when I drove home, I'm saying, Father, help me in everything I do to present myself in the fullness of everything that I do. That no one will ever say, John, are you here? You know, is anybody out there? No. But that when I'm with you, I'm there. Does that make sense? Devote yourself. They also devoted themselves to fellowship. That's why we make a big thing about communities, and more specifically Wednesday nights. I know we're all busy. We're all busy. But we're saying come together once a week and then keep the relationships going throughout the week. That's all. It's not hard. But we devote ourselves. Okay? And then to the breaking of... Hold on. Keep it there. Keep it there. Yeah. Breaking of bread. It's got a double meaning. It means love meals, and it also means communion. There's actually a crossover in that. And then lastly, to pray. Would you devote yourself to prayer? Starting with your own prayer. Now, I'm responding to my own appeal right now. If you want to devote yourself, please stand up with me. I've asked Henry to play in the background because I think it's a weighty commitment. Can I stand on a chair? Can I just get a chair? I believe this is a weighty commitment. A year ago, sorry, I just want to see everyone. A year ago, coming out of the second elders meeting, I said to the Lord, Lord, when you wake me up, I'm going to pray. And I've never had to set my alarm for any prayer times. Most mornings, more than two-thirds of the week, most mornings God wakes me up anything from 3 to 5. Thursday morning was weird. I woke up at 5. I'm like, Lord. It's like, come on. Most mornings it's like 3, 4 o'clock. It's beautiful. Would you be ready to allow God to wake you up? Is that all right? And to find moments in your day where you're going to pray, whether it's thinking about him, asking him, taking authority of the devil, all of that is prayer. You've got to have both. You can't just have your quiet time, but then live like the devil for the other 23 hours of the day. You walk with Jesus. All right. Is that okay? Close your eyes. One thing I know of when we pray like this, when we're making a commitment, God will meet you at the level of your faith. Some of you, as we keep our eyes closed, you're saying, John, I'm not a morning person. Change what you're saying. Change what you're thinking. If you're an evening person, that's fine. But I feel like there's something about mornings that God wants to come and do in our midst. Change the way you think about yourself. And watch, God is going to wake you up. And he's going to put people on your heart. Sometimes he'll say, just worship me. Sometimes you'll wait on him. So right there where you're standing, I want you to devote yourself. I'm not going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you in a minute. Let's lift our heads. Close your eyes. Devote yourself. You can just pray. You make a devotion to the Lord. Bible says they devoted themselves. You make a deal with God. I know for some of you are praying in the evening, and that's great. That's great. You making a commitment. Lord, as and when you want me to pray, I'm going to pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're here. Lord, we want to be a people that have a culture of prayer. May people say of us, we are prayers. Maybe this is the one missing ingredient that a lot of us have been waiting for. Lord Jesus, by your Spirit, make us a praying people like never before. For surely this is where it starts and ends, and never ends, actually. Praying, fellowshipping with him, being aware of his presence all day long, finding special moments to pray for others, to wait on God, to read his word. All of that is prayer. All of that is prayer. All of it's prayer. School children, in between classes, while you're walking from one class to the next class, you're praying. Thank you, Lord. Your presence is with me. I pray for my friends. Right there. Walk and pray. Some of you walk. I know Kristen and I, we exercise. And wherever we exercise, we're praying. Why don't you put your music off in your car? Just pray. Pray. Worship him. Jesus, thank you. Fill my car with your presence right now. Small little moments like that. Let's just stay in this moment. Lord, I pray right now for each one standing, myself included. We want a culture of prayer, not for us, Lord. It's that people will see you in our midst. That's all. We just want to shine Jesus. We live in a community that's maybe religious. We want to remove all the religion and bring a relationship, the exciting adventure of a relationship with Jesus. Come, Lord. Now, right now, God is speaking to some of you. Do what he says. He's saying to you, shift that appointment, shift that meeting. Some of you might need an alarm. That's fine. Start there. And then on Friday morning, where's Terrence? Terrence, where are you? Okay, so most mornings I pray and I ask God for words and I'll let them know. But I felt like the Lord said, I must tell you this morning. I saw you like a flag. And the flag wasn't stiff. You know, like when a flag is stiff in the wind. It was just hanging. And I said, Lord, help me. And I felt like the Lord saying this. He's saying the opposition that you're facing is like wind. But as you will stay, keep your mast up, God will allow the wind to make your flag fly so that people will see me in your life. So God's going to change the opposition. I don't know what it is that you're facing. I don't know what it is, but he's going to use that to glorify him through your life. In Jesus' name. Does that make sense with you? Okay? So let the wind face the wind head on. You keep your eyes on Jesus and your flag is going to brag and boast about who God is in your life. Does that make sense? Okay. Amen.
Awesome. Can we just stay in the atmosphere of just prayer and maybe even keep our eyes closed? I do sense this morning, you know, prayer, like John said so wisely, is it's talking to God. It's having a relationship with God. And this morning, maybe you here, you're visiting, or you've been here for many times, but you're just going, God, I don't know. I don't hear your voice. I don't know if I've got a relationship with you. And, you know, the Bible is so clear that this is the good news. This is what it's all about. This is why we are here, is that Jesus came and he died on a cross for each one of us so that we can have a personal relationship with him and with God. And the Holy Spirit in us, giving us everything that we need to walk this walk for him. And this morning, I wanted to give everybody opportunity. And maybe for you this morning, you've done this before, or maybe you've never done this, where you've committed, made a commitment to God and say, Lord, I want to respond to that, God. I want to actually give my life to you, because I know when I lead my life, when I do the things I want to do, it falls apart. But God, can you this morning come and take my heart and let your love cover me and wash me? Because the Bible says that Jesus loved us so much that he gave his only son. God loved us so much that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will have eternal life. Do you know that you know that you know that you know you've got eternal life? You know you're going into heaven? And if not, this morning, God is giving you an opportunity to respond. So if that's you, in a moment, I want to ask you, just raise your hand, not to embarrass you. All of us here at some point did that, whether it was a setting like this or at home, or like we heard Monet say, somewhere on a mountain. But this morning is your morning. It's not by chance that you are here. It's not by chance. Because God brought you here for this moment. So if that's you this morning, if you're saying, Byron, can you pray with me? I'm not 100% sure that I'm going to go to heaven. I'm not 100% sure that I've got a relationship, a personal relationship with Jesus, that I hear his voice, that he leads me and he guides me. If that's you this morning, just quickly raise your hand. Just say, hey, would you pray for me, please? Is there anybody? And at the moment, guys, I'm praying for you. And I often say this, and I always say this, and I think I will always say this. You know it's you. You know it's you at the moment, because your heart is beating in your chest. And you just feel like God is over you. And, you know, your palms of your hands might get a bit sweaty because you go, God is just lovingly over your life saying, come, come, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. And I want to get to know you. So if that's you this morning, just say, that's me. Doesn't have to be high. You can just lift it up so no one else can see. That's okay. Is there anybody? I just want to give a moment. I want to rush. Is that you? Amen. If if you didn't want to raise your hand, you just want to quietly come to myself or John or James or any of the guys, say, hey, actually, that is me. Please do that. Then for us, as John said, for you, if you're part of Josh Gen, we want to pray, man. It's actually so much fun. It's fun to pray together, see God move. So watch this space. We're going to start having more prayer groups coming through, not because we want to be religious about it, but we want to devote ourselves. And some people, there's a gift. Some guys, it's called intercession. Massive big word about praying a lot. That's what that means. Elna is one of those. Elna intercedes. And there's many others in this room that intercedes, and we'll see that. So, but bless you guys. Incredible morning. If anybody else wants prayer, if anybody else, anything you have a question about this morning, please come ask us. We're not going to rush away. Moms, have an incredible day. Husbands, bless your wives. Kids, hug your parents and your mom more than your dad today. And we'll see you out there in the week. Have an incredible week. Stay for coffee, pancakes, and we'll see you at communities. Amen. Thanks, Hunnery. That was amazing.